doing protests against the Islamic occupation is quite dangerous, as you've also seen back in December and January. Having said that, the regime is getting weaker every day because thanks to President Trump and the US military, because the President Trump has not abandoned the mission, as you've seen over the last couple of months and few weeks. The US military continues the operation against the regime in the Strait of Hormuz. The blockade continues. There have been some clashes, but of course the blockade is doing its job, draining the resources, draining the finances of the regime, creating uncertainty and infighting inside the regime. And that's what the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are trying their best to drag the Americans and everybody else and the Arabs into an all-out war, because it's in the interest of the regime in Iran to have an all-out war, because at least it will create unity inside the regime and they could just drag this along. But the US decided not to take the bait and continue to paralyze the regime. And they don't know what to do right now. If the US military had abandoned the mission, if the US military and the US government had abandoned the Iranian people, for example, obviously the regime right now would be strengthened massively. But right now they can't, because the US military is not stopping what they are doing. And President Trump is also not giving up. And he had many opportunities to sign a deal, give a deal to the Islamic Republic and just get out of it. He said, no, I'm not getting out of this. And he's rejected every single deal sent from Tehran.